and gentlemen, without further ado, Petersburg High School proudly presents Chill with Will.
Yes, the dream is just the same.
I'm Michael Cook, I'm a junior. I'm playing Macbeth and Demetrius and a few other characters. Well, some of the parts we've reinterpreted, and we've taken a lot of different scenes from a lot of different plays and just put it all together, and we have some narration in between. Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good.
It is I, Titania, Queen of the Fairies, from one of Shakespeare's most beloved comedies, A Midsummer Night's Dream. I will be your guide tonight.
Lacey, what are you doing?
Being Titania. That's what we rehearsed.
Didn't you get the new rewrites? We ditched the whole Titania thing. We're just the narrators.
You're kidding. They changed it again.
I'm Lacey Madsen. I'm a narrator, and I play Ophelia.
What kind of Ophelia do you play? Is it a very tragic Ophelia, or what? How is your character?
Very dramatic.
Overly dramatic?
No. Yeah, very dramatic.
Are you having fun with that character?
Yeah, a lot.
Tell me more about the play for people who are going to come and see this. What should they expect when going into it?
They should expect to have a good time, because we kind of incorporate the audience a lot, and they'll laugh.
My name is Charisse Randrup, and I am in 10th grade. I am one of the narrators, and then I am Catherine the Shrew from The Taming of the Shrew.
So is it a challenge to be jumping back and forth between different plays here for you? Or?
No, the main part is to remember which transitions go with what section of the play. Like, because we have to remember transitions for each scene.
Okay.
So we just have to try not to get them mixed up.
If you claim to be eaten out of house and home, you are quoting Shakespeare. If you recall your salad days, you are quoting Shakespeare.
And your name?
Rachel Satterwhite.
Tell me about your Hamlet. What kind of interpretation are you doing on Hamlet?
Well, I'm wearing kind of a traditional costume, you know, and I'm just doing the to be or not to be speech for it. But I didn't change the words or anything. It's straight out of Shakespearean text.
Have you studied that speech pretty well, thoroughly? Or?
Yeah, I looked up some modern translations of it, and I've kind of studied it to see what I'm talking about so I can get the right emotions with it.
I mean, it's a pretty well-known speech, but it is talking about life and death. I mean, that's something everyone thinks about, I guess.
Yeah, it's talking about life and death, but it's also talking about, you know, the kinds of things you go through in life, like pangs of despised love, and laws delay, you know, things that are still around today.
I'm Danielle Torrance, and I'm a junior. I play three different characters, Helena for one scene, and Desdemona, and Polonius. Helena, she's in love with a guy named Demetrius, and she's very deeply in love, and she does everything she can to get his attention, and she's just very needy. And a little immature, I guess.
And Polonius, he's a fun one.
Yeah, he's an old man, actually, and he's just kind of grumpy and, yeah.
He likes to spout old sayings, too, right?
Yeah, neither borrow nor lend or be. That's one of my lines that I say.
My name is Austin Roberts. I'm the lighting and technical producer and also one of the musical performers. This is actually the most technical play I've ever worked on. It's got projectors, but there's actually a bunch of songs, a bunch of singers, and it was really hard with the projections to do the lights, since there's light coming from behind and forward.
And so is it all coming together at this point, or is it a scramble?
It's all coming together at this point. There's a few little things where people are changing their positions on stage, where I have to change the lights, but all in all, it's pretty much done.
Do not walk away from me. You know it would be easier to let a drop of water fall into the sea, and then to fish it out again, than it would be to tear yourself away from me. How badly would it hurt you if I tore myself away from you? You'd spit at me and spurn me and throw mirror spells in my face? Please return to our marriage. That way, my reputation, your honor, will still be intact.
To me she speaks? Is she speaking to me? Was I married to her in a dream, or am I asleep now and I'm imagining all this? Until I know for sure, I'll play along.
How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? You can fall for chains of silver. You can fall for chains of gold.